and good evening. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, listeners. You're listening to DreamPath on bbsradio.com. Station 2 now. And once again, we have a very special guest with us tonight, a surprise guest. And the reason it's a surprise is we've been changing computer systems here. And as many of you know, when you do changes like that, it takes a lot of time. So I will be introducing our guest very, very shortly. I'd also like to let everybody know that we've been able to, with the new computer, put up the archives on our own site. So you can either go to BBS Radio Archives on DreamPath and pick up the archives there if you haven't heard the show, or you can go directly to our site, dreampath.info, and you'll see one of the buttons there, I'm sure, and it'll bring up the archives for previous shows. Once again, too, on DreamPath, our guests are always individuals who have found their path, found their dream path, and have lightened their lives and lightened the lives of those people, those individuals, and many others that they come in contact with. And we've had the wonderful opportunity to talk with a number of them since the beginning of this year. And tonight we have someone very, very special. The name of this individual is Ron Amatron, and he is a host here on BBS Radio. He has four shows going weekly, and they're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And we will bring the times and when they actually come on. Ron Amatron works with the Creation Lightship Healing. And if many of you know who are listening tonight and have listened to Ron before, you know the experience is one of beautiful healing, type of healing which is powerful, yet it flows within you in such a way that it is truly a healing experience, an individual experience. And so with no further ado, I'd like to introduce our very special surprise guest and host of his own radio show here on BBS Radio, Ron Amatron. Ron, welcome to DreamPath.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. This is wonderful to be here with you.
Well, it certainly is wonderful having you here because we've known your healing work. And when I say we, Geraldine, my co-host, and I have listened to you when you have conference calls, before we even knew you were on BBS Radio. And at that time, too, the healing work that you did is such that we found it not only very effective and the healing itself is one that travels through you in such a way that it really, you feel like you own it, like you really accomplished something. And yet, in the simplicity of how you bring it through, and hopefully we'll be able to demonstrate some of that this evening. Yes, go ahead, Ron.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, to do maybe some clearings on people this evening. That'd be great.
You work with the Creation Lightship, and the healing doctors that are there, and you do this in such a way that you are actually able to biolocate to where you are here on the Earth plane to the Creation Lightship, which is which I understand comes here every 2,000 years. Perhaps you'd like to talk about biolocating and. For some people, that's absolutely brand new.
Yeah, okay. So I'm actually a light beam doctor on the light ship, and I'm actually like an instructor, and I instruct the different beings that are there who are here at this time to learn about other life forms and to do healing on them. So I actually am an instructor there, and I do a lot of energy work. My first actual conscious experience on the light ship was when I was taken having a dream, and I was also in connection with a lot of the light beings. So I would bring back information and color in my dream state. And this was probably, it goes back quite a while. I would say just stabbing a 10 years ago problem. And I got really plugged into healing work in the just early 80s when Reiki, you know, first came into the States here, I guess. That was the main buzzword for people in metaphysics to do Reiki healing. And so I'd go to Reiki clinics, and they'd have normally like maybe a half a dozen massage tables out, and the practitioners there who were in Reiki classes would be there doing their skills on people who would come in. And I was there doing my, what I used to call it, my ET healings. And I would get the people that they couldn't work on or they felt bad energy blockages, and I would just go through, and I could actually see the energy flow in the people's body, and I could see where it needed to be unblocked. It was just like an automatic thing for me, and they'd feel better after I got done working with them after a couple of minutes. So I kind of advanced from there, and the light ship wanted me to come out more fully. Probably, we'll just say, a little bit over 2 years ago. And what happened was, I was at an event, and they wanted me to come out. I was at a UFO conference in Laughlin, Nevada, and they asked if I could, the light being one of the ladies that I worked with on the ship, said that she wanted to do healings with people. I thought, oh, my God, you know, and I had a booth there at the end of the week, so
yeah.
Just to make a long story short, I got a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, and put on an ET healings with an ET doctor, $20 for a 10-minute session. And people just started coming over and asking what it was. And then I had to download all the information that's on my website, basically, to find out, you know, who and what these beings were. To me, it's just a natural process of doing healings. And I had to channel Janina, who was the commander of the light ship, for the healing aspect. So this is where I got all my information from. And then finding out what I was doing as a doctor there, et cetera, which I'll now is looking back on it. It was really neat to find that out, and now it's just a natural process. So I can go there instantly. So as far as bilocating, I'm actually there right now working, and I'm down here too. So I have like two separate consciousness working together. And when I need to go there to watch the healings, I can go there. I can also take over the healings as an instructor there and teach healings or actually work with someone who's maybe doing some energy work or needs energy work done to them. So it's for me, it's very rewarding. I feel like my life is basically complete now. And I do want to do more healings down here. My main goal in my life is to be able to go to the VA hospitals and to materialize the body parts of the poor soldiers that have maybe their arms and legs missing, et cetera, you know, or whatever. Because this is what I actually teach on the light ship, how to do this, how to bring in that spiritual blueprint, how to go to different parts of it, how to recreate the physical form over again in pure perfection, and to do that. When they first wanted me to go to the light ship, the way they choreographed this for me down here, like I said, I was seeing all kinds of things in color going up on the different fleet ships and watching and seeing things in color, and it was quite interesting. One of the experiences that I had, I was on one of the light ships, and what they had was a like a railroad track, in a sense. It was like two gold parallel bars about, as I'm looking at it now, probably about an inch apart. It was about 30 inches in length. And they said, okay, see that star over there? And I go, yeah. And they go, put your hand over here on the left side of it, and then move your hand across at that 30 inches. And I did that, and all of a sudden, instantly, that star was all over the window of the light ship. I mean, it's like you're right there. And then you move your hand from, from right to left, you know, within maybe a third of a second, and all of a sudden, you're back with this little dot in the sky. And so that was quite interesting. So what happened was they asked me if I wanted to have a room on the light ship, because I was actually working with energetic, I'll just say spiritual beings that I could see here physically walking around. And a lot of those were different races of I'll use the word ETs, that I would see in different rooms. And I'd go into rooms down here at different people's houses who had different ET connections. And I'd see the different races, and I'd look at them and say, oh, gee, you have maybe a bad finger or a broken arm or something. They really didn't care too much about their body actually working perfectly, because all they were interested in is doing their particular job. So I'd do some energy work down here with them instantly, and I'd see their hand reform, and they'd thank me. And so the light ship said, well, do you want to have a room on the light ship to work with people, with these different beings? Like, oh, this is great. So that night, I went to sleep and had the dream and visions of what I was doing on the light ship. And I woke up the next morning and I go, man, I'm kind of traumatized, because I was seeing in color just probably, I don't know, I'll just say 30 to 50 of these different extraterrestrial beings, different life forms, different bodies with mutilated body parts on them. Maybe part of their faces were torn off and limbs just kind of hanging there or missing, and just, I mean, it was like an awful visual experience for me. And it took me about a day, and I finally realized that I had to ask to have it taken away from me, you know, the trauma that I experienced from seeing it, you know, down here in vivid color.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened was I was working with Janina, and I was actually teaching the other light beings up there how to do this procedure, but they had it choreographed down here as like a learning experience for me. And so now, from there to now, I just really enjoyed taking people to the light ship. You're there out of time. And the healings are instantaneous. And it's just wonderful, you know. I just really enjoy what I'm doing.
And we certainly enjoy feeling the work that you do and so many nights of the week. Now, my understanding, you're an ambassador from the Creation Lightship here on Earth, so that people can access this healing energy. The Creation Lightship, I understand, also is the originator of all things, and it's coming here now to bring in the light to assist the Earth, to assist us, if we so choose, to actually ascend into another reality, in a sense, one that many of us have probably already chosen, and we're getting there, hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, as an ambassador, one of the things that really interests me, because the work is so powerful and so effective and does so many wonderful things for people and really assist them so that they can help themselves. How are you able to reach so many people? Is this not a concern that one person is going to reach the whole world with this information? Or are there other ambassadors? Or as people are more connected with this, will this sort of energy pass on, as it were? I'd be interested in knowing how that works.
Well, it's as of this moment in time, no one else is down from the light ship here. My association with the earth plane was with Jesus. So I was the one that was, in a sense, in charge of the healings, working with and through Jesus. I can bring back different scenes of his lifetime by looking out of his eyes and actually, you know, seeing what actually happened. When I was going to church, you know, years and years ago, and you'd hear the minister talk about, you know, how Jesus did his healings, you know, the stories are all, you know, out of the Bible, you know, verbatim what, you know, the minister, you know, talks about. And when I hear him talking, you know, back then I could actually see the scenes, and I'd look at it and say, gee, there's something missing here, because there's more going on than what they're talking about. But so I kind of thought that was kind of a normal situation. I never told anybody about it. And looking back on it now, yeah, it's, you know, this is what I was doing then. So I actually chose to come back in this lifetime at the second ascension point and to, in a sense, do unfinished business here. Because since the earth didn't shift last time with Jesus and the people didn't do the ascension process, I came here this time not going through the Galactic Federation, but coming from the light ship directly to do these healings. where they have no interference at all, and they give a pure healing instead of having the spiritual hierarchy dictate how things are supposed to be done. So this is kind of why I came back this time to run these energies down here for people. And so the light shift, when I started doing this, when they wanted me to come out 2 years ago in February, they said that I'd be doing this for like 2 years. And
yes.
Since the light only works in the now, all they can do is do projections, you know, how things would be in the future. And so they knew the lifetime of Jesus, how many people he reached, and they figured that I could be doing a lot more and better than that because of the media that we have now, you know, with the TV and radio and newsprint, et cetera. And so they thought that within maybe 2 months to at least 6 months, being, you know, quite a ways out there, that I would be reaching, you know, the whole planet here with this energy. Because one person would tell someone else, and then, you know, it was like mushroom. And so they were assuming that I would have large auditoriums, you know, be on infomercials, whatever like that, you know, to reach everybody. And I'm still waiting for that. Okay, so... Yeah,
well,
so
it is growing.
You're
on four nights of the week on BBS Radio. You have conference calls both on Mondays and Fridays. And anyone who's listening right now, if you really want to experience this energy for yourself, I mean, because you're just hearing us talk about it, and you probably are feeling a bit of it now as you're speaking, but... actually experiencing it on one of your one-hour shows really demonstrates as an experience. And, of course, the individual, it is their choice whether they want to experience it or not. And it brings me to this wonderful being, one of Janina, who is pictured by one of the... individuals that was close to you, who actually painted this picture when she went up, and it you often empower that. It's on your site, and anytime you have a show, you do bring it up, and it is the energy that comes off of there is very, very subtly powerful. It's just so gentle, yet powerful, and the energy that she gives off is. Something that really interests me, too, because it does communicate in different ways. I remember having a dream, I think it was a few weeks ago, and I was in another world and another space, and it felt very real. And I was walking with this individual, and it was a woman, who was showing me around this new place and how things worked. And I remember the energy was very, very powerful, and I really believed that this person could read my thoughts. And the communication came in very strongly that exactly, it wasn't just reading thoughts, it was really being in tune. And I realized only if, I think it was a week or two later, I was looking at the picture on the screen, and I realized it was her energy in that dream. It was the energy itself that made me go, oh! So, can they work in our dreams? Can they work in different ways with us in that sense? Just like that experience that I had. I felt very, very, very powerful.
Yes, I know that the light beings, once you go to the light ship, you know, maybe a couple of times, they're actually... in a sense, going to protect you from, I don't know, false teachings or going to places that you shouldn't be going to energetically. I have had people comment on that to me, saying that they've had really psychic practitioners, and they said when they started to do their work with them, this being would come up to them and say, what are you doing, you know? And so they do look after you. Kind of remember that. If you go to the light ship, you're there because you want to do the ascension process. And once you, in a sense, agree to that, then they're going to attempt as much as they can to ward off the negative energy from you. you know, so that you can continue on. So they do look after you. Yes, I've heard people talk about that. And then when you go to the light ship anyway, you get a cocoon energy around you after the healing process. So that energy will work with you for normally 5 days. So you can have this beautiful cocoon energy with you for additional healing. Which is
you work in two different ways, because when you're working with your healing, Ron, you do the healings right here on Earth. In other words, the emotional body clearing, which is so, as you say, very, very important for individuals to have, so that they can actually access this energy, this healing energy on the light ship. And when we actually go up on the light ship, the healing is 100% there. However, when we come back again, unless the debris, as it were, is being cleared up, it can only be as effective as far as the individual has cleared themselves.
Yes.
And that the lightship healing only works in the now, so that when we're listening to your show live, it is very effective, but it cannot be picked up on the archives. However, your emotional body clearings and your mental body clearings can be, so people can listen to the archives and get healing work from that. And I should mention to everyone, too, that you can experience this with Ron Amatron and the Healing Light Ship Energy free on BBS Radio, and really find out for yourself what this is about. If perhaps you could talk a little bit more about that, how these energies work here on this plane and on the light ship.
Okay, what happens when I do the clearings down here with people, I do many clearings. I do emotional body, which, like I said and you said, is the most important clearing you can have in your life, because it does basically three clearings at one time. It clears your emotional body of all the densities that is causing your illness in this lifetime, and, you know, your situations in your life. Number two, it clears your spirit of that same imprinting. So when your spirit gets wounded with this emotional energy, it can't possibly heal you, because it has too many densities to work through. It can't bring the divine energy to you. And then it also, you know, clears your genetics, we'll call that, energy blockages in your body. So once your emotions are cleared, and once your spirit's cleared and your body's cleared, then you can take that divine energy and bring it to you. So that's why it's so important. But I do emotional clearings. I do a mental clearing, a feeling body clearing, a trauma body, a pain body, a sensory body. And then I go on to a past life, which I call a century. It's 100 years at a time, and we go back to when you first incarnated here. And most people, I go back to probably, typically around 20,000 B.C. And then some people actually go back past 50. So it depends when you incarnated here. And then I also do a special clearing after those, where I can go into your complete spiritual past lives from the source energy when you're first created off the source energy to now. And these are all clearings. What I really love doing, after someone's had a few of these clearings, I do what I call a 4-in-1 session. And that session, I disconnect you from planetary energies. There's 13 of them, which are actually connected to you. These planets cord you for your energy. Against that, again, that's against typical spiritual law. So it shouldn't be done. There shouldn't be any cording the law for anything to take somebody else's energy against their free will. But anyway, that's one of the clearings. We disconnect you from that. And then I hook you up, connect you to your home base energy. And your home base energy is where you first went to after your first incarnation of source energy. You're created by the creation light ship, and then you left there. And then you go to your home base. And this is where you normally go to after each incarnation. And then I connect you up with your twin flame energy, which is your other half. So almost everybody on the planet here is only half of who they really are, because their twin flame, the spirit of who they are, their complete spirit, half of it's here and half of it's somewhere else. So when you have your twin flame energy connected to you, wherever that is in the universe, then at that point, you're able to move here to there, and your twin flame can move it back into you. And then you have your complete wholes. This is why people search in relationships and buy things outside of themselves, trying to satisfy those energies that they're missing. And then the last part of the clearing that I do is I disconnect you from your soul family. And this is what the dark side has done to trap us here. We come into that, and you can't get out, and you go through all of your spiritual contracts, you know, which to me is very negative most of the time, because you're doing stuff on a spiritual level, and the body's going through this process against its free will, and you have situations that occur that you probably would not choose consciously. And so these contracts typically are mainly negative. There are some positive ones, naturally, but most of them are to get your attention, like breaking your arm, having a car accident, you know, anything like that that involves another physical person that, you know, comes into your energy field and you end up having something wrong with you. So I disconnect you from that, from your soul family, so you can leave the earth plane. I'll tell a little story that they showed me a long time ago. This is kind of comical. What they did is they showed me how entrapped we are here. And so they gave me this scenario of this nice man who loved his lady friend, and they're on this island, you know, somewhere. And he gets a coconut out, and he puts on it, you know, I love you. And then he gives it to his girlfriend, and eventually, you know, she kind of, you know, throws it away, and it goes into the ocean water, and it drifts off, and it goes to another island, and someone else picks it up. And he finds it now, and he goes, oh, man, a blessing from the God. You know, I love you. So he gives it to his girlfriend, and they end up, you know, taking it and cutting it open and eating it, you know. Huh? So the person dies on the first island who wrote this I love you on the coconut, and he wants to now leave the earth plane. And, you know, they say, well, you know, he says, I did all my spiritual practices. I'm a really nice person and did all these great things, and I'm ready to leave. They go, well, you can't leave. He goes, well, what do you mean I can't leave? He goes, well, remember that coconut? He goes, coconut? He goes, yeah, you put your energy into that coconut. You said, I love you on that coconut. And that has your life force energy in it. So now you have to go back and retrieve your life force energy. So he naturally goes back and incarnates into his initial island, and then he finds out that his coconut got thrown away, and then he has to go back another incarnation to the other island, and then he has to dig up the bones of the people to get his energy out of their bones, because the coconut naturally gave life force energy. So that's kind of how trapped we are here. So that was kind of comical for me, but sad on another aspect that, you know, we get stuck here with this energy, and so all of our thoughts are projected from the earth plane here into things. You know, when you write a letter or, you know, make something with your hands, whatever, you have energy in it, and you have to release all that from the earth plane before you can leave the earth plane. So part of this clearing that I do involves that, where I bring all the energy back to you so you have a clean slate here so you can leave. So this may help out some of you on, you know, your thinking of what to do, and how come maybe you're entangled up so much with thought here.
Yeah, we do get very tangled with thoughts and so many of the other things that come into life, which keep us from being free to truly be who we are. And, you know, this might be a very good time to perhaps do one of these healings, if we may. Especially probably one of the emotional healings, entity clearings that you do. Would that be appropriate at this time?
Sure. So we'll first do entity clearing here. So this will probably take about 3 minutes here. So we're just going to tune into everyone here right now instantly. Remember, the light ship only works in the now. And so we're connected now with everyone. It's that quick. So you may feel your body change slightly with energy. And we're just releasing out of you now entities. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And we attract them just because our spirit energy gives them life, and they come to us when we get angry, when we are in physical pain, if we take any drugs that alter our mind. All these, when we go out of our body, normally when that happens, entities will come into us. And they can also attach to the outside of us, too. So, but anyway, we're doing this clearing now, and I'm going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So naturally, since the parts of you left, maybe because you're angry or in physical pain, and in physical pain, we're now going to have these little parts of you, little fragments, cleared and healed, put back into balance so they can come back into you. Otherwise, they probably don't want to be here because it's too traumatic for them. Remember, your spirit's only love energy. And when you don't deal with love and you deal with other things, and mainly judgment is one way you can go out of your body too, by being, you know, really judgeful and judgmental, then at that point you can also leave. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to come back more into your body more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more clearing here. And most people who feel this will feel a little more awakened. They'll feel like their thoughts are a little clearer. They may have their vision change a little bit. They'll feel a little more together, more with it, we'll say. Like maybe some of the mental fog is released. And remember, the entities can run your life, just like a marionette makes a puppet move. So here we go. We're going to call back your spirit fragments. Now the light ship is looking for all these fragments across the universe that took off because you're supposed to be here to protect your body. This is why you're here, is to have your spirit heal the body. And also its trade-off for healing the body is to be able to work through the body, with the body, to see and look out of your eyes and to see the creativity that the body can do, and channel the spirit for its divinity and its creativity. Okay, here we go. Coming more into your bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do another clearing here. And if you feel any warmth in your body or tingles, that's only because your spirit now is integrating and going into those energy flow patterns, different parts of your body where your spirit was not. Okay, so I'm going to bring more of you back now and have these energies taken away. So in a sense, we're doing an emotional clearing on your spirit instantly here, because it took on the emotions, which is judgment, of what you experienced at that time before it left. So here we go, coming back more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm told to do it one more time, so we'll just clear away some more entities here from everybody. And the New Age thought movement, this is probably called soul retrieval. I use the word spirit mostly because in the light ship, everything is spirit. But down here, they tend to separate soul and spirit. They all use the word soul as your separation from the source energy, as you're a part of that, a small part, a fragment. And then they use the word spirit as the totality of, divine energy. So, doing some more clearing here. Remember, your spirit's looking out of your eyes continuously, and each time you're being turned off and on, a different part of you may come up. And so what happens is, as you're doing or going through some type of event, there can be many, many parts of you coming up, up and down, up and down, up and down, and as you're doing this negative thing, whatever it could be, those parts get afraid and they leave. And so then entities can come in and take their place. The way you tell if you're in your body is, number one, to pinch your body a little bit. If you pinch your body and you have a little more awareness, then you know that you're out of your body. And you don't want to pinch too hard, naturally. But that's a sign for your spirit to come to you, because there's something happening where you're being pinched, and it could be a lot worse than what you're doing. maybe having your finger in a vise or something, or, you know, having a hammer hit your finger or something, you know. So it has to come back to protect you, to help you to move your hand. So this is why you want to be in your body. So here we go. I'm going to do some more clearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you're in your body. So let's do an emotional clearing. And all these clearings are instantaneous. We're going to go from this point in time right now back to your last birthday. And we use the word chakras because that's the way that we can kind of understand what's happening. Your chakras are cleansed during this process, but it's only about 1% of what they're really doing. We just use that terminology to make it understandable by most people. So we're going to go from now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'm going to go back one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There, now, if you look upon your life, say in the last maybe 2 years to now, just kind of breathe and look at a situation that caused you emotional distress, embarrassment, anger, fear. Maybe you lost a lot of money in something and you're just really angry with yourself or for someone else from taking it from you, or maybe, you know, you got into a car wreck and you're afraid to drive by that different location now on the corner because all of a sudden your body gets upset. Just kind of look at these situations. Maybe you have a relationship problem that went bad, and maybe you're angry with your spouse in the divorce situations. But just kind of look at it now, and it should seem very distant to you. Like all that stuff, that baggage is released from you now, so now you can think more clearly. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling that energy over and over and over again. And, you know, it can definitely cause your body harm because it's producing energy blockages. Which one of these blockages that you have in your body is attached to some type of emotional trauma. And typically what comes up in your lifetime right now is the traumas from the past, whether it be a second ago or a past life of your genetics, of your, you know, ancestry, and that's coming up in this lifetime. So this is kind of how the body heals. It has to start releasing the blockages. So how do you feel, Dennis?
Thank you, Ron. You know, one of the things I'm thinking of, too, because when you do it on the show, it goes back 1 year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years, and then I'm going, what about number four and five and six and seven and eight? although on each of the shows, you usually do clear from that area, and I definitely notice a difference just in my own attitude. How I see relationships, how triggers are not popped off as much as they used to be. but going back, you know, 5 or 6 years, I understand you do a complete healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, going right back to the birth and even further in part of your healing work with individuals.
Yes, that's what I do. So what I charge is $5 times your age. And if you're over 60, then, you know, as a senior, those years above 60 are free. So I don't charge over $300. And, you know, even if you had to pay $300, it's just such a gift to yourself to get rid of your baggage, you know, to be in the moment, to not to have to worry about what happened, you know, when you were 10 years of age or maybe, you know, something that happened to you in school. Maybe you had a bad relationship with your parents, you know, or maybe one of your siblings. You know, you're always angry at them for some reason, you know, and that eliminates all that stuff. So it actually is what Jesus talked about, being reborn again. And this is, you're actually reborn in the spirit because you're like brand new and you have all your life experiences that you've experienced, all the memories, but there's no trauma involved with them. You don't lose the wisdom, and you don't lose what happened to you, but you do lose the trauma, which is what's holding you back in your life. And like I tell people, you know, if you go talk to somebody, you know, anybody, you start meeting them, you know, or go out to lunch with someone, one of your friends, you know, within 10 minutes, they're going to be complaining about their life. And naturally, what they're complaining about is their past. And so what this does is eliminates your past traumatic experiences, because it zeroes them out, and you're free, and you're not attached to these things any longer. And this is your baggage. And everybody talks about clearing their baggage. Well, you know, for $300 or less, I can do it within an hour and it's done. It's a permanent healing. And the light shift doctors are doing this for you, you know, if you're going to request, you know, moving forward to help yourself heal. So this to me is just a phenomenal healing. And then working with young children and people's, you know, grandkids, or even if you have a child maybe who's, say, early 20s going to college or something, you know, they have a lot of peer pressure. And especially in high school, where maybe they're trying to be an overachiever, or maybe they're trying to get good grades for you, and they have all that pressure. And this takes away all that pre-programming that they are dealing with right now, so they could, you know, move more freely and have clearer thoughts and not be tied up in their past. Because remember, who you are is your past. When you start talking to somebody, that's all they bring up is their past. The trick is to be in the moment.
You know, I always, when I am in communication with someone or working with someone, I really feel that it's important to do something right now, something brand new, something because of who we are and the freedom that we're expressing, to create something in the now, without reference. And it can be very difficult because the individuals do quite often move back to a part of themselves, that fear, something that's happened to them, and it overtakes the initiative to do something right now. You know, you've been able to help so many people with these healings, and I'd like to invite, you know, all of our listeners, anyone who would like to experience this kind of healing and see for yourself, feel for yourself, how this works. Ron will be on tonight for a full hour on his own show on Station 1, starting at 9 o'clock our time, and that would be 12 o'clock. Jared's writing me notes right now, so I'm trying to talk and look at notes at the same time.
It's 5 o'clock PST.
Eastern Standard Time. So right in about an hour and a half after our show is over, and our listeners, anyone who's listening now, you can get a very good experience of how this healing actually works. My experience is that I love the simplicity. I love the fact that you don't have to travel the universe and come back again and do 2,000 steps. It's done immediately. And it is, and you can feel it while you're doing it, while we're on the healing light ship or when you're doing one of these clearings. It is something that an individual can experience for themselves on a personal level, which makes it so special.
Yes. I'll do one other clearing here. This just came into my consciousness for some reason. When I was back in New York at the New Life Expo, I had a group of people. We went to the ARE Center. We were there for 3 nights following the expo, doing workshops. And somehow we got into the modality of psychic attacks, spells, witchcraft, etc. Well, I didn't really want to go there, but I asked the people if they wanted to have that type of healing, and they all said, yeah, we'll try it, you know. So I did that for them, and everybody was amazed at how some of their aches and pains left them. So I'll do a sample of that here for you. So again, it's
Thank
the same
you.
Process. So just sit back and relax. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. So we're going to go back, we'll go back 5 years here. So same process, nothing for you to do, just show up. So here we go. Sixth chakra from this point to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There you go. So those energies should be released from you right now. So, if you have any results or if your body feels different, then that's what happened to you. Somebody, you know, did a whammy on you somehow And it may not be even a real negative thing. It could have been just somebody trying to take your energy. And but these are released now. So how do you
Very
feel, Dennis?
Nice.
Yeah, it's I feel a little more calmer myself.
Yeah. Well, at this point, let me just say that, we have about, 10 minutes to go here, and I'd like to let our listeners know that they can go to your site, Ron, at extraterrestrialhealingclinic.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that, and also you can go to creationlightship.com, too. So I had to change the website over because extraterrestrial, for some people, for me, it's just that it's outside of this planet. But a lot of the people got afraid because they thought of negative ETs, portrayed by a lot of the programs on and abductions, et cetera. So, we changed it over to Creation Lightship, which is maybe sound a little more spiritual, but that's why we are changing it over to Creation Lightship. But, yes, it is, for me, extraterrestrial means that it's energy outside of this planet, and they're light beings that work with you, so... It's just a wonderful, experience. But yeah, there's information on there. I have my list of services. And
creationlightshiphealing.com then too. I think that's what I actually entered, and I saw the other part. And on your site is a beautiful written material on what you do, on how it's done, on the beings that you work with. The light beings that you work with in particular, and how all of this actually transpires. So if anyone would like to read more or get in contact with you, they certainly can go there and have a lot of their questions answered. This is just wonderful having you on here, Ron, because for ourselves, during this, especially since the beginning of 2007, we've had the privilege of listening to you and to participate in your healing work. And also you have, I believe it is on Saturdays, once a month, every third Saturday, I believe it is, where you do special work with water and healing water, energizing water, so that people can have that throughout the week or even the month.
Yes, and so, yeah, that's a special call. The price on that is $60. All the sessions that I do are just very, very affordable. So on my conference line, I do one-hour lightship healings where you're transported to the lightship for an hour. That's $20. And then once a month, like you said, Dennis, I do a special ascension preparation for 4 hours in time, and people just love it. And the last hour of the four-hour conference call is charging like a gallon of water. You have 7 gallons, and those allow you to have water for the next 7 days. And it's highly energized, designed just for you. And basically it's used to integrate more light energy into you. So, yeah, it's just one of the benefits that the light beings do. So,
well, I encourage anyone to do this because this water is very special. When you're having a gallon of water, one usually thinks, well, I can't possibly drink that. It's just too much water. But we have found that a large quantity of water that has been energized in this way goes down so easily. And I'm really looking forward to getting to the next bottle and drinking it. It just flows in. Yeah, and that's a very interesting aspect. Of this energized water, that there really is not, if we took ordinary water and tried to drink that much, it would be a bit difficult. In fact,
yeah.
I don't know if I've ever drank that much, of water. Water is good, but I find that energized water really goes down so easily. And then, of course, for each individual, the experience with that water, the healing properties of that water, I found this very interesting as well, because it actually brings out some things. It can feel good, but it can also bring out some things that don't feel so good and heal them. Does that work that way sometimes for people as well, that it brings out some things that we don't feel so good about?
Yeah, it's actually used also to detoxify yourself. And I've had even people comment where they took some of their water and gave it to their plants, and their plants are growing like crazy. You know,
yeah.
So that's another benefit too. And they also put it inside of your bath water.
Well, I certainly did that. Very refreshing. Well, let's see, about 7 minutes away. Ron, thank you for sharing your time with us. You're a very busy person, and I really hope that your message, your healing, gets out to as many people in the world, because we all need to be able to be in the now, to be who we really are, be ourselves. And the only way we can really do that is to, as many of us know, there is so much, there is baggage that we carry around, things that we refer to, and really serve no purpose, giving our energy away. And then this way, through this healing, we begin to realize how we can keep, how the energy is with us, and how we can actually do the things that we truly love to do. And it's so unique. Each individual, once this process begins to happen, the miracle of it is that it can come through in so many unique and wonderful ways, so many beautiful ways. And thank you for that experience, because this is, as I was saying earlier, we began listening to this in January, and it certainly has helped us with a lot of our work and made things clearer for us as well. So thank you.
You're very welcome, Dennis. So thank you for having me on your show, and we'll probably see you this evening on the show in about an hour and a half then, and just blessings to all of you.
Now, I wanted to thank you, Ron. Perhaps we can end with when I was talking to you on the phone, I think it was yesterday, I talked to you about Mount Shasta and how the energy, the electric energy that is there. Perhaps you can just bring us there as we end the show. Would that be possible?
Yeah, so this will take probably about 15 seconds here. So just kind of sit back and relax. We're going to bring in the energy of Mount Shasta into where you are, into your room right now. So we'll just increase it here. So I use the word stronger to command the energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. That's Mount Shasta.
We can feel it in the room here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very sacred energy, very high frequency.
Yes. Well, I'm sure our listeners are feeling this as well, because whenever this is going on with you, Ron Amitron is our guest, and you're listening to Dream Path on BBS Radio. Unfortunately, and as you say, Ron, time passes by so quickly.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we'll be able to get back to you on Station 1 in an hour and a half on BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being on Dream Path and sharing your light and your truth and your Dream Path with us. Truly a privilege. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too.